George, when you have a big trade that goes down like what happened this week for your team, what does that do to a team? What kind of a ripple can that send through a team?
Well, when you're a team that's fighting it, as we have, I think players are very aware that there could be some changes made. Part of the business. As far as what it does to the team, I think it tells the team that we have to be better, or maybe some other people or other changes may happen. And this is all part of the game. You're going to have the deadline coming up here shortly. Same thing happens there. These guys have been through it. It's a matter of just keeping yourself self-focused and try to be the best you can be and make this team better. So I think that's the way I look at it.
There's been no secret that the defense has been a weakness, and you've used a lot of different people in a lot of different roles based on injury and performance this year. How excited are you when you look at Seth Jones and see just his makeup and know his potential? How excited are you to put him back there tonight?
Yeah, and he's 21, and for now and for the future. Very highly touted. Played in an organization with some good defensemen around him. It starts to put your people in order as far as the depth of your D. We're playing with Murr. I'm anxious to – it just – I walk on the ice before I even see him start skating. I look at the size and the range on him. He's going to take up space. And you can see when we did some drills yesterday, he has a good stick. He understands positioning. We play a little bit differently than Nashville. They're a man-on-man team. We're a zone team. That's going to be a little bit of an adjustment for him. But this kid can play. And he's still just – this is second-year pro.
And also, when you look at him, you talk about the guys he played with, Shea Weber especially, and then the fact that he won a World Junior Championship. So there's a pedigree there. How much are those intangibles potentially important?
That's great, and I've read a couple of his comments after this deal and how much he respected the defenseman Shea around him. That's a good coaching staff there. He's been taught very quickly, very well, as he broke into this league, and he understands the – you know, winning that champ, he understands what it takes to, no matter what championship you win, there's a process you go through, and you learn from that. So, I mean, he's got a lot of things that he's going to add to this club here. We're really excited to have him.
And his dad played in the NBA, so you kind of grow up in the environment, too, of that competitive sports.
Yeah, understanding the locker room, understanding accountability, I'm sure. Those were discussions his dad has, and, yeah, it's all important stuff, and I just in the short time I've been with him, just for a couple, I like the way he carries himself. He seems to be very humble but sure, if I can explain it that way. You can see his confidence on the ice, but he is just, he's going to play. He's a player, and we're really looking forward to have him.
Well, finally, people will say now you have a gaping hole at center, but do you feel that way, or do you feel that the guys that you have, you can get the contributions that you need?
Well, it gives the centers other opportunities. Carlson's going to get an opportunity to play in a third line. Talked to Bill yesterday that he's got to put a little pressure on himself to try to score some goals here now. He's going to be in more of an offensive position. Wenberg has just come alive here. When we've given him ice time, you have Dubinsky. Nick Foligno can play center. Jenner can play center. There's a lot of different – in this league here, it is – you need to do it as a team, and as we're trying to climb and try to get consistently competitive, that's how you have to score goals, as a team. And this was a good deal for us. It was a good deal for Nashville because they needed that guy. We needed to start to build this team in that back end. This is a good hockey trade that you just don't see anymore in our league, and that's what this is.
George, thanks. Good luck tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Head coach John Tortorella. Milan, back to you.